Good morning.
大家早上好。
I have a neighbor who is very thrifty.
我有一个邻居，他非常的节省。
And so when he finishes reading his newspapers, he hates to throw them away. It feels like, you know, a waste of money.
所以他把他的报纸，每天的报纸读完之后，他总觉得把这个报纸就这么丢掉，有点浪费。
So he collects them, and once a week he'll bring them to me.
所以他把每天他读的报纸都收起来，收了一个星期以后就拿给我。
And every time we have the same conversation.
所以每次我跟他聊，我们聊的都是一件事。
He'll bring me a stack of newspapers.
他就拿一大厚碟的报纸过来给我。
Wall Street Journal.
也是个华尔街日报。
And I say, did you bring me any good news?
我就会问他，你给我带来什么好消息了吗？
And every week he answers.
每个星期他的回答都是一样的。
No good news this week.
这星期没有好消息。
It's all bad.
都是坏消息。
Our world is full of bad news.
我们的世界现在就是充斥着坏消息。
And because of that, many people, even Christians, live in constant turmoil.
正因为如此，很多人甚至基督徒都是一天都在这种混乱不安之中度过。
We have personal worries.
我们每个人都有自己担心的事儿。
We have stress at work.
然后有很多，工作上有很多压力。
We have conflict at home.
然后在家里也有冲突。
We end up feeling pulled apart by all of the turmoil in life.
所以在生活之中，这些混乱，这些不安，就每天在撕扯着我们，让我们就没有安宁。
And then we're reading in our Bible.
然后我们就去读经。
And we come to John 10 and we read this.
我们就读到就约翰福音的第十章第十节。
Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundant.
耶稣说我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
And we think, yeah, that sounds nice.
我就在想哎呀这听起来真好啊。
But it's certainly not me.
但肯定不是我呀。
We've been working our way through Philippians.
我们一直在读腓立比书。
We've seen how we can have the mind of Christ. We can be centered on others.
我们看到我们应该有以耶稣基督的心为心，而且以别人为中心来做事情。
We've seen how our confidence can be in Christ, not in our good works.
我们也看到我们的信心应该是来自于主，而不是我们的好行为。
We've heard Paul challenge us to stay focused on the goal, not to get distracted by other things.
我们也听到保罗鼓励我们说，我们把目光要集中在我们的目标上，而不是被别的事情分心。
This morning we're moving from into chapter 4.
今天上午我们要读的是第四章。
And it seems to me that all of chapter 4 is tied together with this message, we can have peace of mind.
我在我看来，这第四章一直所有的这些信息合起来，它的主题就是我们可以有心灵的平安。
That abundant life that Jesus promised is possible for us.
耶稣所应许的这个更丰盛的生命是可能的。
As you go through this chapter, it seems to me that are nine very specific instructions that Paul gives us.
在第四章里面，保罗实际上是给了我们九条非常具体的指导。
I'm not going to get through all of these this week.
这个星期我不会把它一条一条的列给大家看。
But I want to start looking at Paul's practical steps for finding peace in our world.
但是我想要跟大家分享的就是保罗怎么样给我们很具体的指导，就是在这样的一个混乱的世界中，怎么样找到真正的平安。
Now let me say right up front that Paul doesn't say, do these things and it will erase all the problems from your life.
我想要强调的是保罗并没有直接的跟我们讲，你要这么照着我说的这么去做，他会把你一切的问题都抹掉。他保罗没有这么说。
This isn't some sort of magic formula.
他保罗给我们的不是一个什么多么神秘的一个处方。
When Paul writes this, remember he's under arrest.
你记得保罗在写腓立比书的时候是在软禁，他现在在监狱里。
He has lots of problems.
他自己就有很多的问题。
So this is not a pattern to erase our problems.
所以他提供的这个模式不是可以把我们所有问题都给抹掉的一个模式。
But it is some guidelines that will help us to find peace in our circumstances.
而是他给我们一些指南，让我们在生活我们自己的这种混乱的生活之中也能有安宁。
And so we're going to start working through these nine instructions this morning.
所以今天早上我们就看看保罗给我们的这九条指示。
Philippians 4 verse 1.
第一节，第四章第一节。
Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for.
所以，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
My joy and crown.
你们是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
Stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved.
我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
The first instruction that Paul gives us is just stand firm.
所以第一条指令，保罗给我们第一条指令就是要站立得稳。
Now this points us back to chapter 3.
这就把我们带到第三章了。
At the end of chapter 3, we saw the last time I preached to you that Paul says we are citizens of heaven.
第三章的末尾，保罗跟我们讲，我们是天国的子民。
We are living here, but our citizenship is in heaven.
我们住在地上，但是我们的公民，我们是天国的子民。
And now he says, therefore, because you are citizens of heaven,
所以他现在接着第三章来讲，他说：“所以，正因为我们是天国的子民
，stand firm，
我们要靠主。
A first step for finding peace of mind is simply to stand firm in who you are。
所以，第一要想得到心灵的平安，第一点就是我们必须要在我们是谁这个观点上要站立得稳。
You see, have you ever noticed how unsettled life becomes? How you lose your peace when you compromise who you are?To please others.
你意识到吗？当你来妥协你自己的身份，去取悦于别人的时候，你心里会感觉到非常的不安。
Your boss says, "I want you to do this."
你老板说，我想要你做这件事。
And you know what he is telling you to do is dishonest.
你知道你老板让你这么做是不诚实的。
And you compromise your own ethical standards to please your boss.
但是呢，你必须要。为了让你的老板高兴，你就去扭曲了你自己的这个道德准则，降低你的准则。
You keep your job，
所以你那可以有还保有你的工作。
But you lose your peace of mind，
但是你心里觉得非常不安。
When you tell a lie because you don't want to be the only team member who says no when everyone else is saying yes，
你有时候你不得不撒谎，因为你们整个团队里面别人都在说是，就你一个人说不，有点不大好。
You fit in。
所以你为了跟别人一致
，But inside it destroys your peace.
你就撒了谎，但是心里边你非常的不安。
You know you are not being true to who God has called you to be as a citizen of heaven.
因为你知道你这么做实际上就是不符合神给你的身份，因为你是天国的子民，你应该照着神的准则行事。
Paul says, if you want to have peace of mind, stand firm in who you are. Be a citizen of heaven.
所以保罗是说，如果你想要有心灵的平安，你必须在你的身份上，你是天国子民的这个身份上，你要站立得稳。
You see, if I know who I am, I'm a citizen of heaven.
如果我知道我是谁，我是天国的子民。
It simplifies life.
生活就会变得更简单。
It makes a whole lot of decisions much easier.
因为很多的决定现在就变得很容易。
You see, I'm facing this ethical question.
你说我面对的是一个道德的一个问题。
Should I pad the figures on my report to please my higher ups?
我的报告里边这个图表，我是不是要把这个数字稍微改一下，让我的老板更高兴？
Should I be honest in reporting my tips on my tax form?
我有很多的小费，那我在报税的时候，是不是应该把小费诚实的都？
All of those decisions.
所有的这些决定。
When I simply say, "What would a citizen of heaven do?"
如果我问我自己这个简单的问题，如果一个是一个天国的子民，他会怎么做？
All of a sudden, the decision becomes more clear.
突然，这个决定就会变得很清楚了。
Because I know what Jesus would do.
因为我知道耶稣会怎么做。
And if I'm a citizen of heaven, I now am going to do what he would do.
如果我是天国的子民，那么我就应该去做耶稣所做的事。
And I'll have peace of mind.
这样我心里就有平安。
Now I'm going to come back to this phrase "stand firm" later, but now let me move on to the next verse.
再看看下一节。
Because after he tells us to stand firm,
保罗跟我们说我们要站立得稳之后。
The second instruction he gives us is to pursue peace with one another.
第二条他给我们的一个准则就是我们必须要跟彼此和睦。
Paul goes back to something he addressed earlier in the book.
所以保罗又回到他在这个腓立比书之前提到过一件事。
We talked about this a few months ago.
我们在几个月之前谈过。
If we're going to have peace within ourselves,
如果我们想要有心里的平安，
we must have peace with other people.
我们必须跟我们周围的人有和睦相处。
My relationship with other people is going to have a direct impact on my own inner peace.
我跟周围的人的关系对我心里内心的宁静是有很大影响的。
You see, if Dr. Wingham and I have had a big fight this week,
所以你想，如果温牧师跟我们之间两个人大吵了一架
，and I am really angry at him,
所以我对他非常生气。
Some of you look worried. I said if.
大家别担心，我说的是假定，如果。
Yeah, don't forget the if.
别担心，我是说如果我们之间。
Then I get up here and stand to preach.
然后我就上来讲道。
I'm not going to have much peace.
我心里没有平。
Because I'm really angry at him.
因为我还在跟他生气呢。
And he's glaring at me.
然后他就盯着我看。
And it affects my peace of mind.
他这个目光就让我心里非常的不平安。
And all of you know that's true.
你们都知道这是。
When you have conflict with those around you,
你跟你周围的人如果是有冲突的话。
It's really hard to keep peace of mind.
我们心里头很难有平安。
Now, earlier in this letter, Paul stated the general principle here.
所以在这封信，这个腓立比书这封信里边，保罗就给了一个普世的原则。
We must have the mind of Christ.
我们必须要以耶稣基督的心为心。
A spirit that focuses on others rather than ourselves.
我们必须要把目光放到别人身上，而不是集中于自我中心。
And that will give us unity with other believers.
我们这样跟别的信徒，我们就可以同心合一了。
But now he makes a very direct application of the principle.
然后在这儿，他就把这个原则给了我们一个非常直接的一个运用。
Verse 2.
第四章第二节。
I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord.
他说我劝尤阿迪亚和寻都基要在主里同心。
Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women.
我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个
人。Who have labored side by side with me in the gospel.
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
Together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
还有格利勉并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
There's two women in the church.
在教会里当时有两个女子。
They are good women.
他们是好人呢。
They have labored side by side with Paul.
他们在福音上与保罗一同劳苦。
Their names are in the book of life.
他们的名字已经记在生命册上。
But they can't get along.
但是他们两个没法和平。
Some conflict has come between them.
他们中间显然是有冲突。
They're both good people.
他们都是好人。
But their conflict is harming the cause of the gospel.
但是他们中间的这个冲突已经造成了对于这个福音真理造成了伤害。
And the conflict has become public.
而且他们中间的冲突已经是公开了，大家都知道。
And so Paul decides he must confront it publicly.
所以保罗就决定他必须也公开的来面对这件事情。
Now understand that when Paul wrote a letter, he did not write a confidential email.
你要记得，保罗写给教会写信，他不是悄悄的、私密的写一封电邮发过去。
It was a letter to the whole congregation.
他的信总是公开给所有的。
And then on Sunday, when the church gathered together,
到了星期天，教会的会众集中在一起。
Someone would open the scroll.
那有人就会打开这个经卷。
And they would read the letter aloud.
他们会把保罗的这封信要大声地读出来。
And so I imagine as the leader is reading this letter.
所以我就想象当时教会的领袖在读保罗这封信的时候。
It takes 20 minutes or so to read straight through, so he would read the whole letter.
这个信大概这封信也就二十分钟就全都可以读完，所以他就是一句一句地读下去。
He starts back at the beginning.
他从这个腓立比书的开头开始读。
I thank God for you. Everyone likes that.
我为你们所有的人感谢主。大家听了这话就觉得。
He talks about how important unity is. Everyone nods their head.
然后他讲我们教会大家同心合一多么重要，所有人都在点头。
He talks about humility and having the mind of Christ. Someone says, "Amen, that's good."
他又开始讲我们要谦卑，我们要以耶稣基督的心为心。大家都在心里说阿门，说得好。
And then he reads.
然后他就读到下面这一句。
I beg,
我劝
Sister Crystal,
尤阿迪亚，就是我们的冯金师母
，and Sister Linda,
和 Linda 姐妹
，to agree in the Lord.
我劝你们两个要在主里同心。
I really worried this week.
我这个星期真有点担心呢。
I was afraid. What if I pick two names that just had a big fight?
我就在担心说，如果我一不小心我点到了两个人，真的是刚刚吵了一大架，怎么办？
But I think I'm safe.
我想我还是安全的。
For those of you who I did not name, it's because I wasn't sure about you.
你们别的人小心喽，我没点你的名字，因为我担心你，说不定你们俩真的有一场大架，刚吵过架呢。
But he says.
但是保罗说。
I beg these two ladies to agree in the Lord.
我劝这两位姐妹在主里要同心。
Right in the middle of this letter.
在这个信的中间，他点着名把这两个人说出来了。
There's this gasp.
当时大家在会众念到这封信的时候，大家所有人肯定都抽了一口气。
And everyone does what you just did.
每个人都跟你们一样。
They all turn to look at them.
然后他们把眼光都专注在这两位女士身上。
Except that they've been fighting. So one is sitting on this side and one is sitting on that side.
但是这个保罗信里写的这两位女士可不会像琳达跟冯金师母那样坐那么近，他们肯定一个坐这边，一个坐这边。
Their disagreement has become so public that news has gone to Rome to Paul.
因为他们两个之间的冲突已经都完全公开了，甚至这个消息都传到保罗。在罗马的保罗那儿去了。
And he's calling them out in public.
所以保罗就公开的场合，公开的叫了他们的名字。
I was reading this and I thought, why would he do that?
我在读这封腓立比书时候，在想保罗干嘛要这么做呢？
Because the truth is,
因为真实的情况是，
if I knew that Sister Linda and Sister Crystal had had an argument, I wouldn't even look at them. I wouldn't mention it to.
因为如果是我的话，我要是知道琳达姐妹跟冯金师母他们之间有冲突，我肯定连看都不看他们。
But you see,
你知道吗?
Unity in the church matters to Paul because it's a matter of the gospel.
教会同心合一对保罗非常重要，因为他对于福音非常重要。
It's harming the church.
因为他们这样的冲突已经伤害了教会了。
We don't know what these two ladies were arguing about.
我们也不知道这两位女士又为了什么在这有冲突。
It may have just been a personal conflict that got out of hand.
也许只是他们个人的一些小矛盾，突然一下他们最后就控制不了了。
Sometimes our personalities can rub each other the wrong way.
因为你知道我们每个人个性不同，有时候可能跟不同个性的人相处的时候，那个摩擦就很厉害。
We can irritate one another.
我们很容易就激怒了对方。
And if we're not careful, we'll allow those personal conflicts to become bigger than the gospel.
我们要是不小心的话，我们个人之间因为个性不同造成的这个冲突，有可能就比我们所要传的福音都更大了。
It might be differences over methods.
也许是他们两个传福音的方式不同。
We know they both had the same goal because they had worked with Paul for the cause of the gospel.
我们知道这两位女士肯定是有共同的目标，因为他们在福音上与保罗一同劳苦。
They had the same goal.
他们目标是一致的。
But maybe they had different ideas on how it should be done.
但是说不定他们在传福音的这个方式上，两个人意见不一致。
Maybe one says, I think we need to go into the town square and start preaching about sin.
有个说不定其中一个人就说，我们应该到这个市政广场上去，对着所有的人大声的来传讲这个罪的这个危害。
And maybe the other one says, no, that's going to offend the people.
另外一个人说：“哎呦，那不行，那可能让大家都会让大家很生气，激怒他们。”
Let's start some quiet Bible studies.
就是我们就悄悄的，我们先安静的开始一个查经小组吧。
Maybe they disagree about how God's work ought to be done.
所以他们这就是说不定这就是他们的冲突，他们不同意，因为两个人就传福音的方式不一致。
Because even when we share the same goals, we sometimes disagree about the method.
因为我们即使我们有共同的目标，有时候我们的在行为方式上我们是不意见不一致。
What the best way to reach the community?
那我们怎么样才是用最好的方式来
What the budget should look like?
来传福音呢？我们的预算应该是怎么样的
？Church policies.
我们教会的应该制定一些什么规章
？I knew two good people in a small church, not here.
我认识两个很好的弟兄，是在一个很小的教会，不是我们的教会。
Not at Hope Sound. I always feel like I need to clarify those two churches.
也不是我在 Hope Sound 的 church. 我一般在讲到的这种情况的时候，我常常要特别指明，不是我们教会的哦。
Two people in a small church who divided the church over the songs they would sing.
这两个弟兄啊，他们就因为他们对于这个唱赞美诗的意见不一致，他们把整个教会都分裂了。
One of them said in board meeting.
有一个人在这个执事会上，他说
，I love old hymns.
我喜欢唱的是。
And if this church ever sings a contemporary praise song, I'm walking out.
如果咱们教会以后要选这个现代的赞近代的赞美诗，我就出门，我就不来了。
And another member of the board said.
然后这执事会另外一个人就说。
Well, I like those new songs.
我喜欢这些现代的这个赞美诗啊。
And if we don't sing them, I'm leaving.
如果我们大家不唱这现代赞美诗，我也走人了。
Now I knew both of these people.
我认识这两个人，我都认识。
They were good people.
都是很好的弟兄。
But neither was willing to say.
但是没有一个人愿意这样说。
Peace with my brothers.
和我弟兄要和睦相处。
My love for other believers.
我对于别的这个信徒的爱。
The unity of the church.
我们教会的合一。
Is more important than my personal preferences and opinions.
对我的比我的个人的意见，我对赞美诗有什么样的赞美诗，我喜欢 比这些要大得多。
We don't know the issue in Philippi.
所以我们不知道腓立比书里边这两个女人之间的矛盾。
But whatever it is, it leads to open conflict.
但是无论如何，他们已经把这个冲突就给公开了，大家都知道了。
And Paul is heartbroken to see the unity of the church hindered.
所以保罗看到教会的合一被打破，他心里非常痛心。
And so he says, I'm asking you, he doesn't give a name here, but true companion.
所以保罗说，我也求你这真实同父一轭的。
I want you to help them.
帮助这两个女人。
I want you to sit down and work out the differences.
我想要你们坐在一起，把这个问题给解决掉。
We're not going to have peace within ourselves.
我们内心不可能有平安。
If we don't pursue peace,With one another.
如果我们不去追求彼此和睦相处，我们内心不会有平安。
Because Satan is constantly going to try to divide us.
因为撒旦总是在不断的、常常的在寻找机会来分裂我们。
He's going to cause misunderstandings.
他会在我们之间制造一些不和，让我们彼此不能理解。
He's going to cause us to question our brother or sister's motivations. Why did they say that?
他也会让我们在心里头去质疑我们弟兄姐妹说那句话的动机，他干嘛要这么说呢？
He's going to inspire gossip and suspicion.
他也会在我们中间造成一些闲话，造成一些怀疑。
And if we want to have peace with our brothers and sisters,
所以如果我们想要跟弟兄姐妹们和睦共处，
we have to be willing to say no, I won't have a part of that.
所以我们必须要能够有勇气说，这个我没有这样做。
We have to be willing to go to someone.
我们也要能够有勇气，能够愿意去到某个人跟前跟他讲。
Say, I shouldn't have said that in that way.
说我不应该这样说话。
Maybe you think, but they were wrong too.
也许你心里想，他们就是错了嘛。
Paul doesn't talk about that.
但是保罗现在这里的根本没有提到是对是错。
He says, I must pursue peace.
他说我个人我必须要去寻求和平。
I must go to them in love.
我必须要。
I must listen before I speak.
走到那个人跟前，我必须在说话之前，我先去倾听。
I must try to see things through their eyes.
我必须要用他的眼光来看这件事。
I must pursue peace.
我必须要寻求和睦之道。
There's a phrase here that's important.
这边有一句是非常重要的。
He says, "I entreat you to agree in the Lord."
他说，我劝你们在主里同心。
That's the key to the unity.
对于这个教会的合一来讲，这就是关键之处。
We don't have peace because we all have the same personality.
我们能够和睦、同心合一，并不是因为我们的个性都一致。
We don't have peace because we all agree on worship styles.
也不是因为我们大家所选的、喜欢的这个敬拜的方式都是一致的，也不是这个原因。
Political issues.
也不是因为我们在政治上我们的意见一致。
We probably don't all agree which Sunday of the month we should have lunch on.
我们甚至连教会哪一周应该有中饭，我们可能意见都不一致。
We have peace because.
我们有能够同心合一，是因为
we say.I am in the Lord.
我们可以说我们在主里面。
I am part of His body.
我是主的肢体。
And so I will pursue peace with my brothers and sisters who are in Christ.
所以我就会寻求主里面跟我同在主里面的弟兄姐妹与他们同心合一。
I won't demand that everyone else submit to my preferences.
我不会要求所有的人都跟着我的偏好来行事。
I won't lord my position over others.
我也不会把自己置于别人位置之上。
I will seek to agree in the Lord.
我想要寻求的是在主里面的一致。
If I want to have peace of mind, I must stand firm in who I am, a citizen of heaven.
我如果想要有内心的平安，我必须要在我的身份之上，我能够站立得住，我这样才有心灵平安。
I must pursue peace with my fellow believers.
我也必须和我一同信主的弟兄姐妹们寻求合一。
And then in verses 4-6, Paul gives a series of short little phrases.
然后从第四到第六节，我们看到保罗给出来的都是很短的一句一句的。是很短的这种命令式的话。
That teach us how to have peace within ourselves.
他要告诉我们，我们怎么样才能够在内心里有。
Now before we look at them, I have to tell you something uncomfortable.
在你看我们看这个四到六节之前，我要告诉你们一件让我自己觉得有点不太舒服。
Because some of these things you may not like.
因为保罗提到的有些事情你可能不大喜欢。
As I studied it, I really didn't like some of them. They're uncomfortable for me.
因为我在读这几节的时候，我心里头也有一点不舒服，因为有的我也不太喜欢。
So I was kind of hoping that these were good suggestions.
所以我在研究这几段圣经的时候，我就希望 我心里头有点暗暗的希望说保罗给出来的只是很好的建议。
Things that Paul would say, you can try this and see if it works.
我希望保罗会这么说，保罗说你们就试一试，看看这个是不是起作用。
But I looked it up.
但是我再看看这些金句。
And every one of these is in what's called the imperative mood.
每一句它这个语式其实都是命令式的语气。
Which is a fancy way of saying,This is a command.
这个说法实际上换个说法就是说这是一个命令必须听从的。
It's not optional.
不是选择性的。
These things are commands that I have to follow.
这些是命令我必须去听从的命令。
Because Paul knows these things are important.
因为保罗知道这些是非常重要的事。
They will change how we look at life and they will bring peace of mind.
因为它会改变我们对生活的看法也会让我们心里有平安。
And so he says,
所以他保罗说
Rejoice.
第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
That's the third thing I want us to see this morning. If we're going to have peace of mind,
这是第三点我要强调的。如果我们要有心灵的平安，第三点就是要喜乐。
We stand firm in the Lord.
第一个是在身份，我们的这个天国的身份上要站立的稳。
We pursue peace with other believers.
第二是要跟别的弟兄姐妹要寻求合一。
And then we rejoice in the Lord.
但第三点就是要靠主常常喜乐。
Now in this short little letter, this is the third time Paul has given this command.
在这封腓立比书很短的这封书信里，保罗第三次的提到要喜乐。
Back in chapter 2, you also should be glad and rejoice with me.
第二章十八节，他说你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
Chapter 3, rejoice in the Lord.
第三章第一节，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主。
And now chapter 4, he says it again, and this time he repeats it for emphasis.
所以到现在在这第四章的第四节，他又一次讲你们要靠主常常喜乐，而且他还不止一遍，他又重复，我再说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
要靠主常常喜乐。
Again, I will say,
我再说,
rejoice.
你们要喜乐。
Just in case you weren't listening, let me repeat it, he says.
保罗等于是说，假如你刚才我讲的话你没听清，我再说一遍，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice.
要喜乐。
Rejoice.
要喜乐。
Now remember, this is a command.
你要记得这是保罗的命令。
Whatever your situation, rejoice.
你的状况无论如何都要喜乐。
Now I read this one.
我读到这一段。
And I thought that's impossible.
我说这怎么可能嘛？
Does Paul understand how difficult people's situations are?
保罗理解大家伙面对的都是些什么问题吗？
I'm going to get up there and I'm going to say, Paul says to always rejoice.
我都真想过去就说保罗说要我们要常常喜乐。
And someone is going to be thinking,
有的人就可能想
I can't be happy in my circumstances.
在我现在的这个状况之下我没法快乐的。
And then I realized Paul does not command me to feel happy.
然后我意识到保罗命令的是你们要喜乐而不是说要快乐。
Happiness is an emotion. You can't command that.
快乐是一种感觉，你没法命令你自己一定要有什么样的感
觉。 He never commands us be happy.
保罗从来没有说要快乐要开心。
But rejoicing is an action.
但是喜乐是一个行为，行动。
And so we can choose to rejoice.
所以我们可以选择要喜乐。
Regardless of our feelings.
无论我们的自己的自我感觉如何，我们都可以选择喜乐。
If you ever ask Miss Swartz, how are you?
如果你问妈咪师母，你现在怎么样？
You will get this answer.
一般来讲，她都会这么回答。
I'm thankful.
我很感恩。
She isn't saying everything is good.
她没说一切都很好。
She is saying I am choosing to be thankful regardless of my circumstance.
她说的是无论我的境况如何，我选择感恩。
And when Paul says rejoice,
所以当保罗说喜乐的时候，
he isn't saying close your eyes and pretend everything's okay.
保罗也没说你闭上眼睛假装一切都很好。
He is saying regardless of what's happening around you.
她说的是无论你周围发生些什么事儿。
Choose to rejoice in the Lord.
要选择靠主喜乐。
Because of God's grace poured out.
因为神的这个恩典倾倒在我们身上。
I can choose to rejoice.
我可以选择喜乐。
He says rejoice in the Lord always.
他说要靠主常常喜乐。
Not just when things are going well.
不是因为当一切都顺利的时候。
But at all times.
而是所有的时候我们都要常常喜乐。
You see, this is why I think Paul says this.
我想这就是为什么保罗说
Rejoicing is most important.
喜乐是最重要的。
When rejoicing is most difficult.
就是在做有能够做到去喜乐是最困难的时候才是最
重要的。The time that it is most important that I rejoice is when.That rejoicing is the hardest.
因为当我们很难最难去感觉喜乐的时候，正是我们最需要喜乐的时候。
Why do I say that?
我干嘛这么说？
Because the only way I can have peace of mind in difficult situations.
因为在困难的这种境况之中，唯一的一个办法让我能够有内心平安的办法就是
is to move my eyes from my circumstance to the Lord.
就是把我的眼光从我所面对的问题上挪开，而集中在神的身上。
If I look at the situation around me, I will despair because it's hopeless.
因为如果我要盯着自己所面对的困难去看的话，我真的会觉得灰心丧气，因为看起来完全毫无希望嘛。
But if I can rejoice in the Lord,
但是如果我能够靠主喜乐
，even when I don't feel it.
甚至当我心里头感觉不到这种快乐的时候
，Even when I feel like a hypocrite to do it，
甚至当我觉得我这么做是有点假冒为善的时候
，If I can rejoice in Him, I move my eyes from my circumstances to Him。
但是当这时候，如果我能够喜乐，我是把我的眼光从我面对的问题挪到了我们的主身上。
The Psalms show this over and over。
这个在诗篇里面，我们一次又一次听到。
One example, Psalm 69。
我们看到诗篇的第61章。
David starts out by telling us he's in trouble.
大卫王他是刚开始他就说他现在面对很多的问题。
Save me, O God.
第一节，神啊，求你救我。
For the waters have come up to my neck.
因为重水要淹没我，都淹到脖子了。
He says I'm drowning in trouble.
他说我已经整个人都淹没在这个我的问题里面了。
Verse 4, more in numbers than the hairs of my head are those who hate me without cause.
第四节，他说无故恨我的比我的头发还多。
Now, for me, that's not bad. But for some of you, that's a bunch of enemies.
对我来讲不是问题，因为没几根头发了。对你们中间有些人，要是你的敌人比你头发还多，你真的是遇到大问题了。
He's in trouble.
这大卫王现在是深陷困境。
And as long as he looks at that trouble, he's going to despair.
他如果大卫只看到他的问题的话，他真的是会灰心丧气的。
But listen to what he does in verse 30.
但是到了第三十节，大卫说
I will praise the name of God with a song.
我要以诗歌赞美神的名。
I will magnify him with thanksgiving.
以感谢称他为大。
He chooses to rejoice.
他选择喜乐。
And as he rejoices, he begins to see there is hope.
当大卫选择喜乐的时候，他开始看到有盼望。
God will save Zion.
第三十五节，因为神要拯救西安。
And build up the cities of Judah.
建造犹大的城邑。
You see, as he rejoices, he gets a new perspective.
你看到，当大卫选择喜乐的时候，他的眼光就不同了。
He moves his eyes from his troubles to God.
他把他的目光从所面对缠绕他的问题上挪开，集中到神的身上。
Begins to see that God is in control.
他开始看到神还是掌控一切的。
The reason rejoicing is so important.
所以对我们来讲喜乐为什么这么重要
is it begins to focus our eyes on God and how he is working in our lives
因为它可以帮助我们把目光集中在神的身上看看神在我们的生命中会做什么
friend of mine told me that several years ago he went through a terribly difficult time
我一个朋友跟我讲几年前他经过一段非常困难的时期
he read this in Philippians
他就读到腓立比书的这一段
and he said that's impossible
然后他就说、哎、这怎么可能呢
Paul cannot mean that But he decided to try.
但他决定他还要试一试。
And the way he went about it was this.
所以他选择的这个怎么去尝试一下保罗提的。
He said, I opened up a notebook.
他说我找了一本笔记本。
And I decided that every day I would write down one thing to rejoice in.
他说我决定我每一天我必须写下一件让我喜乐的事。
And he said, at first it was horrible.
他说刚开始实在是太困难了。
He said, I couldn't find anything.
每天我一件喜乐的事都找不到。
He said, I would write down.
然后我就写。
I rejoiced that the sun came up today.
他又没得写，他就说啊，我很喜乐，因为今天太阳。
He said, it didn't feel real.
你听起来，今天太阳升起来了。
There was no joy in it.
这事有什么好喜乐的呢？
He was going through the motions.
因为那时候他是在他心里头在找他的感觉。
But he said, I determined to try what Paul said.
但是他决定，他必须要按照保罗的命令去做。
He said, as I did that,
他说我这么一天一天这么记的
时候 Over a period of months
他说接着几个月
One line a day
每天就写一条
I began to see some little things that brought true joy
然后他就开始注意到一些很小的事情能够给他带来喜乐
I began to see how God would work in the ordinary events of life I began to see small blessings I had always ignored.
他看到他以前从来没注意过的神的一些特别的祝福了。
And little by little,
然后一点一点的。
He said, as I rejoiced in the Lord,
他说当我在主里面喜乐的时候
peace of mind came back.
心灵的平安就慢慢的回来了。
And so Paul says, rejoicing is not an option.
所以保罗说喜乐不是个选择。
It's not a luxury.
也不是一个奢侈品。
It is a necessity if we want to have peace of mind.
如果我们要有心灵平安的话喜乐是一个必需品。
Stand firm.
所以要站立得稳。
Pursue peace with others.
要跟别人寻求和睦。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
要在主里常常喜乐。
Then verse 5.
然后第五节。
Let your graciousness be known to everyone.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
Let your gracious spirit.
这个谦让这个词有很多的
翻译的办法。Your reasonable spirit.
他说这个是仁慈慈悲的，也是和平公平合理的这个谦让的心。
Be known to everyone.
要让别人都看到你们有这样谦
让。Now I've heard people who focused only on this verse.
我记得也有人讲到，就专门讲这一句。
Don't have any real strong beliefs. Just get along with everybody.
他说你不要太对你的这个信仰太过强烈，你就跟别人都一块和睦相处就好了。
That's not what Paul is saying.
但保罗不是这个意思。
Remember back in verse 1, he started stand firm.
因为第一节第四章的第一节，保罗就说你要站立得稳。
So this graciousness is not weakness.
所以他说到这个谦让的心，不是让我们能够去表现的就很软弱。
Paul says, stand firm, don't waver, hold to the truth.
保罗说你要站立得稳，你不要去动摇，不要摆动。
But do it with gentleness and self-control.
但是这么做的时候，你心里要有存着温柔的、平和的心。
Stand for truth.
你要为真理而战。
In a gracious, winsome way that draws others to Christ.
但是你这么做的时候，要有谦让和平和的心，那样让吸引别人来就近你。
We live in a world that challenges everything the Bible teaches.
我们现在今天的世界，几乎是对圣经所有的原则都提出挑战。
And I suspect that over the next 10 or 15 years, Christians are going to find ourselves increasingly on the fringe of American society.
我自己的个人的看法就是在往后的十年到十五年，我们这些基督徒啊，在美国的基督徒可能都越来越被边缘化，被社会推到边缘去。
As that happens,
这一切就是在发生的。
We as believers are going to face two difficult challenges.
我们作为信徒，我们会面对两个很重要的挑战。
First,
第一个,
we will have the challenge of standing firm in what we believe.
第一个就是我们是不是愿意为我们的信仰能够站立得稳。
Because we must not abandon biblical truth.
因为我们不能放弃圣经的真理。
Your children need to know, mom and dad will never compromise biblical truth.
你的孩子必须要知道，我的爸爸妈妈不会去妥协圣经的真理。
They will never bend to fit our culture.
他们不会弯下来去跟我们周围的这个文化来做个。
Our church must remain true to scripture.
我们的教会也必须遵从圣经的真理。
We must stand firm if no one else.
即使没有别人站在那儿，我们也必须要站立得稳。
On areas where God's word speaks clearly，
在一些领域，神的话是非常清楚的。
We must hold to God's word。
我们必须要抓住，紧紧抓住神的
话语。We will have to decide: Do we fit in with the world around us, or do we stand firm for God's word？
我们必须做一个选择：我们是跟这个社会妥协，跟这个文化保持一致呢，还是我们紧紧抓住圣经真理？
And sadly, I have found that many Christians feel much more loyalty to their political party or to the expectation of their families and friends than they do to biblical teaching.
我很难过的发现，很多的基督徒对他们自己所信的这信仰的这些政党，甚至还有他周围的亲人朋友对他的期望，对这上面这个信心啊，要比对圣经真理要看得重得多。
We are called to stand firm.
我们被呼召是要站立得稳
to be committed to scripture
要对于圣经的道理委身
but there's a second challenge we will face
但是我们要面对的第二个挑战是
and that is as we are standing firm
这第二个就是当我们在站立得稳的同时
we must be gracious.
我们也必须要有仁慈和谦和的心。
Colossians, Paul writes, let your speech always be gracious.
在哥罗西书四章六节，保罗说，你们的言语要常常带着和气。
Always.
常常的。
Even when you're under attack.
即使你在被攻击的时候。
Let your speech be gracious.
你让我们的言语要带着和气。
Stand for truth.
我们为真理站立得稳。
But do it in a gracious way.
但是在这么做的时候，要有仁慈谦和的心。
You see, we can stand for truth in a way that drives people away.
你知道吗？当我们在真理上站立得稳的时候，有时候我们把人都赶跑了。
Not because of our message.
不是因为我们的信息的问题。
But because of our attitude.
而是因为我们的态度的问题。
If people reject the truth because they are rebelling against God, that's their problem.
如果人拒绝真理，是因为他们要不愿意按听从神的话，那是他们的问题。
But if they reject it because of my harsh attitude in confronting them, that's my problem.
但是人们如果拒绝真理，是因为我们的态度太差了，我们太过严厉的话，这就是我们的问题。
I am called to stand for truth with the right spirit.
所以神呼召我们是为神真理而站立，但是要有很正确的态度来站立。
And our world desperately needs people, Christians, who are strong inwardly. And who are gracious outwardly.
我们这个世界是需要这样的基督徒，他内心是极为坚定，能够站立得住，在真理上是有极强烈的信仰，但是呢，在外在他们是显得很温和、很温顺的。
I think of Daniel as an example.
我想到的就是用丹以理做一个例子。
Daniel stood firm in his convictions.
所以丹以理在他的信仰上，他是站得非常稳的。
Daniel 1, he's living in a foreign country. He's surrounded by pagan customs.
我们在第一章就看到丹以理书，丹以理当时是在一个外邦在生活，他周围的都是不信主的这些外邦人。
And it says he resolved, he made up his mind.He would not defile himself.
但是第一章第八节，但以理却立志，他立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
He stands firm.
他站立得非常稳。
This is what I will do.
这就是我要做的事。
But listen to his gracious spirit.
但是你听听他是怎么样用谦和的方式来。
The first part of the verse, he resolved, he made up his mind.
在第一章第八节，他第一句话前半部分是说他立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
Therefore.He asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself.
所以他求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Do you hear it inside? There is no question.
你听到吗？在丹以理的内心，他是说毫无问题，我绝对不会这么做。
I am standing firm.
我站得很稳。
But he doesn't go in and say something like this.
但是他没有跑到那个太监长面前。
I'm a believer, and you're a pagan.
我是信主的人，你是个异教徒。
And the Bible says I don't have to listen to you.
这个圣经说我不需要听你的话。
He doesn't do that.
他可没这么做。
I've known some Christians who do that.
我认识一些基督徒会这么做的。
But not Paul.
但是保罗不会这么做。
Paul says.
保罗说。
Stand firm.
你要站立得稳。
But be gracious.
但是你要有谦和的态度。
Daniel stood firm.
所以在这个你一样可以站立的。
Chapter 6, the king says, I'm signing this law.
但丹利书的第六章，这个王说我要设立。
For 30 days, you can't pray to your God.
有三十天之内，你不能对你的神祷告。
Daniel reads the law.
然后丹利就读了这个王的规条。
But he's a believer.
但是他是信主的人呢。
He has to pray to his God.
他必须要每天为向神祷告的。
And so he decides.
所以丹利决定
Even though it may cost me my life,
即使我为此要失掉生命
I will stand firm.
我一样要站立得稳。
He goes to the lion's den.
所以这个丹以理书第六章二十一到二十二节
The next morning, the king comes to check on him.
所以第二天早上，这个王过来看他。
And Daniel does not say,
丹以理没有对王这么说。
You stupid king.
你这个愚蠢的国王。
You thought you could defeat a believer?
你觉得你能打败一个信徒吗？
You're nothing.
你什么都不是。
No.
他可没。
I've known some Christians who do that.
我知道一些基督徒会这么做。
But Daniel says.
但是丹以理说。
O king, live forever.
愿王万岁。
I have done you no harm.
我也没有做过对
你做。What's he saying?
我没有做对你亏损的事。
Yes, I will stand firm.
他说我会站立得稳。
But I will be gracious.
但是我言语上要谦和。
How do we find peace in this world?
所以在这个世界上，我们怎么找到平安呢？
We stand firm.
我们要站立得稳。
But we do it in a gracious way.
但是我们这么做的时候，我们要用一个谦和的方式来做。
Let me wrap up by reminding you.
我在结尾的时候，我想要再次提醒大
家。We do not obey these commands in our own power.
我们不是靠着自己的力量来照着保罗的命令去做。
I told you as I studied this chapter, I was convicted.
你知道吗？我在读这些保罗的这些命令的时候，我自己心里头也觉得有点
even a little bit discouraged.
甚至有点灰心。为什么？因为觉得我自己做不到呢。
Because I see the negatives in our world.
因为我是经常看到负面的一个人。
And rejoicing does not come natural to me.
所以对我来讲，喜乐不是一个自然而然发生的事。
I'm not always gracious with those I disagree with.
我跟别人意见不一致的时候，我的态度也不常常不是谦和。
And I'll just give you a heads up about the next part of the chapter that we'll come to next time.
所以下次我要讲的可能就是下面的几章，我给你一点点的这个提前跟你们透露一点信息。
He says, "Be anxious for nothing."
那是第五节，第四节，第五节，他说应当一无挂虑。第六节。
And I was born worrying.
一无挂虑，我生下来我就是为什么事都忧虑的一个人。
This is just impossible.
所以对我来讲，一无挂虑。
How can I do this?
不可能嘛，我做不到的。
But then I read through the chapter again.
然后我又再次去读他这个章节。
And I started to underline a phrase 7 times in this chapter.
然后我开始意识到，他在这个整个章节里7次提到。
Do this in the Lord.
要靠主这么做。
In the Lord.
靠着主做。
In Christ Jesus.
在主里面。
In the Lord.
在靠着主来做。
Paul says,
保罗说,
"These aren't commands that we do in our own power."
这些命令我们靠着自己的力量真的做不到。
We seek peace with others.
我们寻求跟别人的和睦合一。
In the Lord.
是在主里面。
We rejoice always.
我们常常喜乐。
In the Lord.
是在主里面。
We stand firm with a gracious spirit.
我们靠着主站立得稳，能够有谦和的态度，也是靠着主。
In the Lord.We are anxious for nothing because we are in Christ Jesus.
我们应当一无挂虑，也是因为我们在主里面。
He makes all this possible.
只有主才能把这一切使这一切成为可能。
You and I live in challenging times.
我们所生活的世界是一个非常
There's not a lot of good news out there.
真的是外面没有什么好消息。
And for many of us.
对于我们中间很多人来说
，We live in challenging times in our own personal life.
我们自己的个人生活里也满都是挑战。
We have difficulties.
我们真的有很多的困难。
Situations that there is no good answer for.
有一些情况，我们真的找不到一个好的一个答案，怎么去解决这个问题
？But Paul says.
但是保罗说
，Writing from prison.
保罗是从监狱里在写这个书信。
Writing, knowing he may be executed.
他在写这信的时候，他已经知道他有可能就被砍头啊。
And writing to people who are facing persecution.
他写信去给的这些写去信的这些人，收信的人也是有可能是面对逼迫。
Who are facing trouble?
他们所面对的都是困难。
Who have personal heartbreaks?
然后他们中间个人都有自己的问题。
And he says to them.
然后他对他们说
，You can have peace of mind.
你们可以有心灵的平安。
How?
怎么样呢
？By standing firm as a citizen of heaven.
你们要以天国的子民的身份来站立得稳。
By pursuing peace with one another, because we need one another as a body.
而是我们要跟周围的弟兄姐妹寻求和睦，因为我们必须在主里合一。
By rejoicing in the Lord and moving our focus from our circumstances to Him.
要靠主常常喜乐，把我们的焦点从问题移到主的身上。
And by maintaining a gracious spirit as we stand firm.
当我们站立得稳的时候，我们要有谦和的态度。
I'll pick this up next time.
所以下一次我们接着往下讲。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, as we go into this week,
主啊，我们在这个星期马上要开始了。
All of us face challenges.
我们每个人都面对很多挑战。
And I ask that you will help us to feel your peace.
求主让我们能够感觉到从你而来的平安。
As I've tried to share your word,
主啊，我们在分享你的话语的时候。
I don't want to take the reality of the hurts and the difficulties of our world lightly.
我不想把这个世界我们今天所面对的各样的问题轻易地看过去。
I don't want to pretend that they're not important. They are.
我也不想假装说我们面临的问题都不太重要，他们很重要。
The members of our church face so many challenges.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹都面临很多的各样的问题。
But Lord, in the midst of those challenges,
但是主啊，在这些所有的挑战之中，
would you bring your peace?
主啊，把你的平安带给我们。
Would you make us people who are guided by your peace?
主啊，让我们成为按着你的平安来行事的人。
That despite the trouble in our world and the trouble in our personal lives,
无论这个世界就带来的这个混乱是如何，无论我们的生活之中有多少的问题。
We will find the peace that you promise.
我们会找到你所应许的平安。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.